This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the
It might be looking a little bit like Christmas as we inch closer and closer to the 25th, but we got a cream cheese shortage to deal with and a severe storm that could affect many of you coming up on Friday. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks for hanging with us here on this show. Plus, Jussie Smollett found guilty on 5 charges. He's the Empire star that said that he was guilty. He was the victim, guilty of being in the wrong place at the wrong time, with it. Somebody put a noose around his neck, and that there were homophobic slurs, etc. And this happened 2 years ago. And Chicago spent a lot of money trying to track down who that was, but I'll tell you what, he took the stand and he was on for hours and hours and hours, and it didn't work in this case because he was found guilty. I'll dive more into that because that was all about hate crime, etc. But first, more than 5 million people could be in the storm path of tornadoes, nocturnal tornadoes. So what exactly does that mean? As it was explained to me, unfortunately, I am in the path of the possible tornadoes. And many of the people listening to the show, you, my friends, are in that same spot. To the people listening in other parts of the world, you're not. We're here in the U.S., and this is what's happening. They're talking about severe thunderstorms capable of producing several tornadoes on Friday into the overnight hours. Then it would affect people from Texas to Ohio. And they're looking at the conditions. A level 3 out of 5 enhanced risk has been issued for the greater Mississippi area, along with Nashville, Evansville, Indiana, and much of western Kentucky. A 2 out of 5 slight risk goes right along the Mississippi River, the Ohio River Valley. That would include Little Rock, Arkansas, Jackson, Mississippi, Shreveport, Louisiana. I know we got people listening there too. Louisville, Kentucky, we got people listening there as well. And the enhanced risk area has greatest possibility of strong EF2, EF5 tornadoes. And we know that an EF2 has winds of about 111 miles an hour or higher, and an EF5 has winds that exceed 200 miles an hour, so you don't want to be anywhere near that. So forecasters are really pushing that out there because of when it's going to hit overnight. So deep into the night hours, where if you're not out and young and cruising the streets or out at your favorite watering hole, you could be asleep in your bed at home, and that can be incredibly dangerous. You know, Texas has 140 tornadoes every year on average, the most of any state. Kansas, Florida, Oklahoma, Nebraska, they are all in the top 5. But the nocturnal tornadoes, which are so dangerous because of where you are when it happens, right, they tend to pop up a lot in the southeast. And it's all about that jet stream, right, how fast they travel, what happens. So be on the lookout for that. That's why I mentioned all those places, because if you are in any of those places, you want to really, really pay attention to the weather. And you might be paying attention, but you know how it is. You take your eye off the ball in 1 second. Hey, it's the weekend. You're not thinking about it. You're scurrying around doing other things. And, yeah, that's what's lurking in the background somewhere. And that's not a good thing. All right. Also not a good thing is what's happening in Michigan. I got a ton of emails from many of you from Michigan talking about what you've seen in neighborhoods, etc., with the hospital problems, meaning the Michigan hospitals are battling severe spikes of COVID cases like they haven't seen, and people are dying at like Sparrow Hospital, right? It's just a surge. But the problem also is with the healthcare workers. So there are people concerned, like I got something from Rita, who's not far from there, has a family member there, and says, you have no idea how awful it is, because it's terrible for the workers as they can't possibly be stretched any further, but yet you're in that situation where you want to help people, and anybody who has any other kind of problem, they're stuck because there just is no room, no beds. All right, there's no room for what happened in this case where Jussie Smollett was found guilty Thursday on 5 of 6 felony counts of disorderly conduct for making a false report to Chicago cops that he was the victim of a hate crime. This was back in January of 2019, and prosecutors said, look, he staged it. So there was a jury of 6 men, 6 women. They deliberated for about 9 hours over Wednesday and Thursday, and they found him guilty. So a disorderly conduct charge for a false crime is a Class 4 felony punishable up to 3 years in prison, $25,000 fine. Now, the discretion was with the judge. The Cook County judge, James Lynn, will decide where this goes. Will there be concurrent or consecutive sentencing for each count at a later date? We don't know. We'll see what happens. A special prosecutor said at a news conference, Dan Webb, the guy's name was, that he was proud of the jury, and he said Mr. Smollett would not have lost this case as he did today unless the jury found that he lied to them. The fact that he came up with a completely ridiculous story to explain his misconduct did not apparently have an impact on the jury's verdict. So, again, there you go. Guilty of disorderly conduct for making false reports to the Chicago police, a police officer, on the day of the incident. And, wow, again, what the sentence ultimately is, we don't know. The next court date is set for January 27th for post-trial motions. He left the courthouse without answering any questions, but you got to think about the resources that were used. I mean, the Chicago police invested the case as a possible hate crime, and they were tracking down leads, etc. And I mean, so there you go. There were all kinds of tips that came in. I remember this when this first happened. We talked about it a lot on the air. We had people that came on and talked to us about what happened. We had people that worked with him. We had somebody that worked with him on the Empire set that talked about, you know, liking him, and the whole thing when they first heard it was shocking. And so, I mean, there you go. He was initially indicted in March of 2019 on 16 counts of felony disorderly conduct, but they dropped all charges weeks later, saying he did community service, etc. Wow. All right, hang with us. Coming up, we have a mailbag next on the flip side.
Lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Oh, oh, oh. You have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
Well, we didn't have to dig very deep. I know I say that a lot, but that's what's great about this crew. 24/7, you're sending me your thoughts. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact and bada bing, you are in like that. So let's go to our first one. This one is from Ty, and he says, wow, what a joke. Why in the world would Smollett have taken the stand and rambled on the way he did, thinking, I guess, that the acting was going to help him? But that just blew up everything. So now this whole race hate hoax performance didn't work out, and he's found guilty. Ultimately, Kate, he could get 20 years in prison. It seems very unlikely that that happens, but he certainly will serve some kind of a sentence, I would assume. And this is a guy who was an actor, was on a show that was a hit show for a while, and you got to wonder what was behind that. What was he thinking when all of this unfolded, trying to get attention, trying to... what? And people were outraged by it. And there were a lot of people that were outraged, from Michelle Obama and Nancy Pelosi to so many other prominent Democrats, especially, but just people in general. I don't even know if it was a Democrat-Republican thing. And this is not good. And it's not good for people who really are victims of some kind of bullying or hate crime. Because you don't want the fakers out there. That just diminishes what really is going on to people who need to have somebody backing them up, who need to be able to use the courts with hate crime, which really is tough to get a guilty verdict on. There have been some, but it's tough to prove. So this is a shame that this whole thing unfolded the way it did. Well, I agree with you. I concur. Yeah. Any kind of anytime you touch that and you think of people who really have been victims, terrible, terribly, verbally berated, whatever. And we have circumstances, right? But it is tough because what precipitated that, what happened, whatever. And so then that's not good. And you do wonder what was going through his mind. Yeah, I mean, that's the deal. What was going through his mind? All right, let's go to another one. This one comes to us from Mac. Mac emails us a lot, but it's been a while. Hey, Delaney, it's been a while. There you go, see? But I have to tell you, this whole supply chain thing is good in one sense. I have an excuse for why I'm not getting presents out on time. I do feel kind of like ho-hum this year. I don't know if other people are feeling the same way. You've talked about that whole idea of stuff, that when in the world does it all end, and does stuff really make us feel better? We're in the middle of the crazy upside-down world that we're in. I think getting together is big, but the whole idea of the overgiving has kind of worn me out. So like I said, I have the built-in excuse of what's going on with the supply chain. And apparently there really are some big problems when it comes to the ports, especially the Long Beach port in Los Angeles. How long do you think it'll take them to sort out the ports? Boy, if I was in the position where I had to figure that out, Pete Buttigieg, where are you? I think it goes into, I think this goes into next year. Of course it does. You got packed ports and empty shelves. So we can talk about this. I mean, we've seen enough stories. I've talked to enough people. I drove it by a port, got stuck in the fourth biggest one near it in the U.S. in Seattle. Millions of dollars worth of presents or things you would normally get that were ordered are stuck on container ships because they need space to unload in L.A., Long Beach, right? You know, what do you do? An IOU. I'm sorry. You know what you do? You get a replica, like cargo, a little replica cargo ship thing and say, what's inside this bigger size version of this? I promise you, I'll get you one of those. It's crazy. It's crazy. I mean, I know this definitely goes into 20. Look, we're in December. Here's what somebody told me who is a import guy who was doing really well before the pandemic and said that this has backordered all of his supplies like 6 months, the stuff that he sells. And he's anticipating, had those conversations that you're talking about, probably 6 more months before some of what's stuck starts to move. So what does that tell you? Multiply that. And it depends on what you are looking for. Yeah, and then you have the truck shortage, not enough people to drive trucks. So that then also creates another problem. I mean, it's real. It's, you know, let's face it, it's real. And pulling it apart is vital because it's just gonna clog up the problems with the economy, especially when it gets smashed with inflation. All right, how about this one? This one is from Pat, who says, Kate, I am looking at getting my son some of those Oculuses that you've been talking about because the metaverse is super, super big, the whole virtual reality, and I'm wondering what you think of virtual reality. Do you think that it's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger, or what do you say? It's funny, we're going to have Megan Fitzgerald on the show, and we're talking about this. We're talking about the metaverse is not quite here. I mean, virtual reality is, but how big will it be? There's people that are taking bets on it already with stocks. I think it will be big, yes. The different forms that it takes, it's not just gaming. You can work out, you can go to concerts, you can do all kinds of things in virtual reality. So I believe this just gets bigger. The full-on metaverse is going to not happen overnight. It's not, right? But there are things you can watch. Like for example, I was just talking to someone about this. Netflix, there's a Netflix app that you can download. It's free. It's on the Oculus Store, and it puts you in a cabin with a big screen. It lets you browse and play Netflix content from your region, right? So I don't know what the movies, would they look really crisp or good? I'm not sure, but I think it's a pretty interesting idea, right? I do. And the Quest 2 is the thing, the Oculus deal, the Meta Quest 2 that people are talking about. And again, it's not just games, it's working out, it's all kinds of things. But your question was timely because Megan Fitzgerald is coming on at the tail end of this hour. I spent a couple of minutes with her anyway talking about what does all this mean. And it's the hottest thing for Christmas, that's for sure, because a lot of people are, not just kids, are interested in virtual reality. And I think the more they understand it, is it for you or not, you know? People see putting the thing on their eyes and say, oh my gosh, am I going to get dizzy? And the answer is, I don't know, if you're playing a set of tennis, maybe you would. But it seems like there could be some interesting opportunities. And I really had my eyes opened up to that when I went to the Van Gogh immersive experience and did virtual reality there, and it was really mind-blowing. You were like in the middle of the areas that he painted, and that was the virtual reality part, and it was wild. You felt like you were right there where he was. It's crazy, 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 crazy. All right, speaking of that, let's move on to something else. This one is from Joseph, who says, Kate, how about Josh Duggar? Oh, how the mighty fall. Just because somebody becomes a celebrity for birthing a lot of babies and titillating a lot of people as to, wow, how does this family survive and what happens here? How about the fact that Duggar was guilty of child pornography? And that's not good, right? He was arrested back in April and was arraigned, and now he is found guilty of receipt of child pornography and possession of child pornography. That was the judgment that was just handed down. Yeah, it's not a good look, is it, right? And actually, this Duggar is the oldest son of Michelle and Jim Bob Duggar. They have the big family, the devout Christian family. They were the subject of the TLC show, 19 Kids and Counting. It was canceled in 2015 in the wake of allegations that John Duggar molested girls when he was a teenager. Mm. So they got him on pornography.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The FDA and CDC have okayed the Pfizer booster shot for 16 and 17-year-olds.
50 million people now have gotten their booster shots. And we're getting people with their booster shots at a record pace, roughly a million people today.
Chicago. Chicago jurors found Empire actor Jesse Smollett guilty on 5 of 6 counts of disorderly conduct. Smollett was charged with making false reports to police that he was the victim of a hate crime that he himself orchestrated in 2019. Smollett faces up to 3 years in prison, but is likely to receive a sentence of probation as he has no prior criminal record. After hearing from 13 witnesses over multiple days of testimony, the panel of 6 men and 6 women deliberated for more than 9 hours before reaching a verdict. This is USA Radio News. A federal appeals court has ruled against former President Trump's efforts to block the National Archives from releasing his White House records to the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. The U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia said its ruling will be put on hold for 2 weeks, though, to allow Trump to appeal to the Supreme Court. The panel says the documents are needed to properly carry out the investigation and determine what Trump knew before, during, and after the attack. Former President Trump said the documents, which included phone call logs, visitor logs, drafts of speeches, memos, and handwritten notes, should be protected under executive privilege. In the ruling, they said former President Trump has given this court no legal reason to cast aside President Biden's assessment of the executive branch's interests at stake or to create a separation of powers conflict that the political branches have avoided. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Christmas present. You know what my Christmas present was? I'm in a football pool with a bunch of guys and some women from North Carolina, and that pool has gotten bigger and bigger. The guy who runs it has done it for, I want to say, like 20 years. I've only been a part of it for 10 of those. But I'm in the running, as they say, for the top 10, somewhere in the top 10 right now, because that can change. And it's straight up picks. You don't have to worry about the line, right? And every single time when I'm in the money spot, we'll call it, the Vikings mess me up because I pick the Vikings against the Lions and they lose. And the games that they have lost are all the games that I pick. So I really was conflicted about whether or not to pick the Vikings over the Steelers because I get burned. And I kind of boned up and maybe did too much analysis. Remember, I did NBC and CBS and still do sports here and there off the bench. But I was doing that because I'm a content junkie, and one of the things is the sports deal in my back pocket. And I decided, you know what, I'm looking at how tired the Steelers are, and I'm going to say Dalvin Cook's going to have a good night. I didn't think he was going to rush for 205 yards and 2 touchdowns, which he did, even though he's still nursing an injury. But the Vikings did, yes, beat the Steelers. And those Vikings, I thought for sure, at the very end of this, you got to be kidding me if the Steelers beat them. Because the Steelers mounted a comeback. They were getting blown out by the Vikings. And in the end, the score was 36 to 28. 36 to 28. Oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness Minnesota won. So that's an early Christmas present for me because I had no idea who to pick, and I've been perfect on Thursday. So that it's the little things, people. We're in the upside-down world. It's the little things. It's the little things, right? All right, speaking of the little things, you know, we've been talking about travel a lot. When you get on planes and people are uptight and you have the masks on, we've had people that have lost their minds and gotten arrested because of insane things they've done that has forced planes to land in other places, going after flight attendants for whatever reason. So anytime you can cut the tension, it's a good thing. I love what this flight attendant did when she went through the checklist of what you have to tell passengers about the oxygen masks and all that kind of stuff. So take a listen to this. I mean, come on, that's going to make anyone feel good, right? And you heard them. They were into it. So that's a good thing. The rapping flight attendant. There have been others that have done that. But if we need a rapping flight attendant, it's now more than ever. And some levity, right? And there was some levity to that. There was a mic drop in there. So that was our mic drop moment. Did you hear it? It was perfect. That's a call a double. I'll have a double mic drop. Beautiful. A beautiful, beautiful thing. When people are stuck or delayed or canceled or worried or any of that kind of stuff. And, you know, we're coming to the point where it is the holidays and people are traveling. And a lot of people are traveling. And here you got Boeing 787 shortages. It's forcing American Airlines to drop some destinations. So where are those destinations? Most of them are in other countries, are flights from the U.S. to other countries. Like, they're going to stop serving Edinburgh, Scotland, and Shannon, Ireland next summer. They're going to discontinue service to Hong Kong, but that really hasn't been offered since July of 2020 because there hasn't been a lot of demand. And they're going to reevaluate other routes so they can, you know, obviously focus on the cities where they have more people going and do what they have to do. So European destinations that aren't returning. Berlin is another one. Dubrovnik, Croatia. Yeah, how about that? And there were people that were taking some flights there, but that's on the list. And there may be others that end up being on that list too. Who knows, right, at this point? All right, speaking of being on lists, stocks closed lower on Wall Street after a 3-day of gains. I think from the very first moment I opened this mic 15 years ago on this show, I talked about the big craps table that we all stand at when you talk about stocks. And for some people, you know, you have a 401k, so you are on the stock market. Your 401k is tied to, most likely, right? I don't know one that isn't, is tied to stocks. Because I love it when people say, oh, no, the stock market, that's for wealthy people. No, it's not. It when you work for a company, when you have a SEP retirement account because you don't have a 401k, so you got to look at the ups and downs of the market. And why I say it's a craps table, because things bounce back, too. So there was a sell-off on Thursday, and it gave back some of the gains from a really 3-day winning streak. So it's just something to look at. Like, the S&P fell less than 1% with more than 3/4 of the companies in the benchmark index closing lower, right? Small company stocks fell more than the rest of the market. And you look at negative news, and that can affect it. People worried about the Omicron variant of the COVID-19 virus. You keep hearing about that. You keep hearing about the possibility of inflation, rising inflation, and the crippling effect, the grip on economic growth. And when you get a lot of that, it starts to tank the market here and there because there's sell-off. People get rid of their stocks because they think they're going to drop enough that it's not worth it. Whatever the stock is, could be a healthcare stock, could be a technology stock, could be a travel-related stock. I mean, there's, you know, just go out there and look it up on any index, and you'll see the companies that are on the stock market that are part of the S&P or the Dow or the Nasdaq, and then you'll know exactly what I mean when you look up a company, whatever it is, like Tesla, etc. And this is the way the world has always turned as far as that's concerned. But I think of everything that we're buzzing about related to the pandemic, Americans are concerned about what's in their wallet, as always, inflation and bills. Inflation and bills. And I just saw this. There was a new poll from Monmouth University, and that poll found that nearly 3 in 10 Americans say their top concern is paying for basic needs or the cost of goods because of inflation. So overall, the number of people who said it is easy for them to pay grocery bills dropped by 13 points. That's a lot in the past 2 years. Almost 1 in 5 Americans, 18%, cited the coronavirus as their top worry in daily life. About a third of the people who responded named paying for everyday bills. 15%, you know, it's about 15%. Inflation, 14%. That was, they were concerned about inflation. And of course, because again, that goes back to the goods, etc. And when you see things that you get normally at the grocery store and you see them shoot up and then you multiply that by how many people in the family and then you look at the income and the income hasn't changed, then you got to find it in other places, right? So I can understand why this would be the top concern for many people. Many of you probably listening to the show, right? And everybody wants a little extra coin because you want to go out to eat or you want to get whatever, new fishing gear. You want to do X, Y, Z. You want to live. And in order to live, it doesn't mean that you have to live on Park Avenue or be ridiculous with what you're ordering, but just a little more than just the basics, a little more than, you know, than that. Hey, coming up, I mentioned this, that Megan Fitzgerald was going to have a conversation with us. I'm excited about it because virtual reality is one of those, is one of the areas that is something that's being used for 8-year-olds to 90-year-olds. And if you don't know what VR is, it's easy. It's a simulated experience that can be similar or completely different from what's happening in the real world. So you get to escape. And somebody using virtual reality equipment is able to look around that artificial world, move around in it, interact with virtual features. And it's interesting how long that this has taken to become more mainstream. I was at a business meeting, gosh, because I'm just giving you an idea how technology is moving so fast now. Probably, I'm going to say it was like 8 years ago, and they were talking, there was somebody there, there was a company there, everybody was from different companies, and they were virtual reality, and people weren't, they were talking about how it could be big for certain businesses, and it was almost like everybody's eyes just rolled like, okay, yeah, whatever, isn't that a gaming thing? And they didn't really pay attention to it, and now it is not just a gaming thing, it is, oh, so much more than that, so you want to stick around for this conversation for sure. And then we'll be back with more of the headers next. But Megan Fitzgerald coming up from Meta.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Everybody I know has been talking about this and wondering about this and putting it on their Christmas list. For goodness sake, even Oprah has it on her list. And, of course, we're talking about the Quest 2 virtual reality headset. Who better to talk to than Megan Fitzgerald, Director of Product Marketing for Reality Labs at Meta. Wow. And, of course, formerly Facebook, as we all know. So, Megan, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to tell you more about Quest 2 and virtual reality.
Yes. So first of all, let's talk about, I just have a question. What has this been like for you? Because I've heard more people talk about this than anything I have really recently as far as gift giving. So that has to be exciting.
It really is exciting, and being on Oprah's favorite things list for this year is amazing for us and the team. But I think what's great is we've really seen the magic of virtual reality helping to connect people and give people access to games and experiences and things they can't do in their physical world. And we're just excited that other people are kind of coming along on this journey with us and have a chance to try virtual reality with the Quest 2.
Yeah, so tell us about virtual reality and tell us about Quest 2 and that question of does this get us into the metaverse?
Yeah, great question. Well, the metaverse is going to be this social 3D virtual world where you can hang out with friends and family. You can do things that aren't possible in the physical world. But the metaverse is probably a few years away. So if you want to get a taste of what that's going to feel like, the Quest 2 virtual reality or VR headset is a great way to experience those types of 3D environments. So what it does is it creates these computer images that are 3D 360. They fully surround you, and you can interact with those environments. So it feels like you're stepping into a game, into an application. You are the hero or the main character and get to interact with that space around you.
Wow. And so, you know, what's interesting too, especially I'm always on that quest myself for fitness and wellness. And there's a big chunk of this that's about that. What is it like as far as fitness and wellness is concerned?
Yeah, that's right. So it's not just games in VR. Fitness has really taken off, and you can really understand people have been at home for a long time and they're in their living rooms, but they want to have that sense of working out, being pushed to their limits and exploring the world. So there's an app called Supernatural, which you put on the VR headset and you are face to face with a personal trainer who is taking you to these amazing locations around the world, the Blue Lagoon in Iceland, the top of a mountain in Scotland, and really pushing you in these intense workouts. And so you're having this experience of having a true fitness personal workout right there from your living room.
Wow. So you already suggested something to me. I'm going to go to the top of the mountain in Scotland. I love that idea. That sounds really neat. How about some of the games, some of your favorite games? What are some of the things that we should look to when people decide they're going to say, okay, so what do I need to buy to get started in this?
Well, one of the most popular games in VR today is a game called Beat Saber. It is a rhythm and movement game where really you feel like you're almost inside a song. You score points by hitting these blocks in time to the music. You really work up a sweat and kind of move in time to the rhythm. And it's even multiplayer, so you can challenge your friends and play with others around the world. But if you want something that maybe is a little bit more familiar, a great experience is called Vader Immortal. This is a three-part immersive story that tells the history of Darth Vader, and you are a character in this story. You're a hero who's wielding the Force and using a lightsaber as you uncover this history of this amazing villain that we all know and love. So whether you want something totally new like Beat Saber, you want to jump into a Star Wars experience, there really is a huge range of games and content.
Love it. And we're speaking to Megan Fitzgerald, Director of Product Marketing for Reality Labs at Meta, of course, formerly Facebook. So when we talk about Quest 2, and you're telling us about the games, et cetera, I know that there's going to be people in this audience, and some of them are younger, that don't consider themselves to be very tech savvy. Is it easy to set up Quest 2?
The Quest 2 is incredibly easy to set up. It is all-in-one virtual reality, so no wires, no cords. You just put it on, and there you are in VR. You need a smartphone to get started at the beginning. That's how you set up the device. But after that, everything's included in the headset. So for anyone 13 and up, this is a great way to jump into virtual reality, super easy. But for anyone who does want a little bit of extra help getting started, Oculus.com has great resources for someone who's got a new headset.
Yeah. So I have to ask you this question. For you, overseeing the business operations and marketing for Metaverse and where that's going to head, which you told us, you know, we'll see down the line that some of the cool things that are going to happen and all these VR experiences. How cool is this for you?
I mean, this is a dream come true. I think there's always been this sense that there's a great opportunity for us to connect people over distance. So we've seen this with like internet and games, but there's always that screen between us. Even right now, we've got sort of the screen there. And this idea that we're able to connect people and bring them together and make them feel like they're really teleported into the same space, that's something that really is meaningful to me. I have family all over the country. I want to feel with them when I can't be present. And so seeing this come to life and seeing my friends and family jump into Quest 2 as well has been really special.
So Megan, finally, where can our listeners go to purchase Quest 2 and find out more information?
Well, you can find out more on Oculus.com. You can grab a headset there, but you can also find it at your local retailers, Best Buy, Walmart, Target, GameStop, and even order on Amazon. And so at $299 for all-inclusive VR headset, we really think this is a great gift for any teen or adult on your gift list this year.
I love it. I told you it's on my list. Scotland, top of the mountain. That's the first place I'm going. Megan Fitzgerald told me to go there. Megan Fitzgerald, thank you so much.
I will see you there. Thank you.
All right, so how about that? Like I said, I guarantee that's at the top of the list of technology-wise what people would want. Probably AirPods, that's also going to be high on a lot of lists. More people are getting those and getting used to them, and they like them depending on what kind of phone they have. If you have an iPhone, it's great, right? You pop them in, and you have to listen to whatever nonsense is going on around you, so how about that? As we go back to what is happening out there that we've talked about for a long time, these fires in California, pretty sad, the Caldor fire, if you remember that. I talked about that a lot because we definitely had listeners that were near there. And of the men charged with starting that fire in California, you know, they're charged with converting a firearm to a machine gun. So David Smith and his son Travis Smith from Folsom, California, are facing multiple felony counts. That includes facing a charge of possessing a silencer between August 11th and September 23rd. But only, as I said, only one of the men, only Travis Smith, the 32-year-old son, is charged with the machine gun conversion, making that firearm a machine gun or manufacturing a machine gun. So they face those charges of recklessly starting a fire that damaged property, land, and people. One of the charges includes four enhancements, which could increase the possible sentence. So the enhancements include injuring a firefighter or peace officer as a result of the fire, causing bodily harm to more than one victim, causing multiple structures to burn, and doing it during a state of emergency. So they're going to be arraigned on Friday, and that bail has been set at $1 million. Wow, $1 million. And that fire was like hell on earth. I mean, that fire burned so many acres in like South Lake Tahoe, and it really, it was awful. I mean, it was awful. It took a long time to put that fire out. You had 32 structures that were threatened, 81 were damaged, 800 destroyed, also leveled a town that was about 12 miles east of a place called Somerset, destroyed hundreds of acres of ski runs at Sierra at Tahoe, which was one of the closest resorts to the Bay Area in Sacramento. I used to live in Cali. I know that area really, really, really well. We used to go there a lot. It was beautiful. It blew my mind because I didn't grow up with that kind of scenery. Where you're, I mean, Tahoe was incredible. It really destroyed a lot, dashed a lot of hopes and dreams. That's for sure. They're lucky that they definitely had the bodily injury, etc., but that there weren't more people that were killed. They didn't have people killed in that, because that was also looking like that was going to happen. And then you had the irreplaceable giant sequoias that were lost to fire, you know, in about a year. They say about 19% of the sequoias, about 2,200 to 3,600 sequoias. If you've never seen one, do yourself a favor and go and see the sequoias. It is really very, very incredible. You're incredible, all of you listening to this show. Happy, happy, merry, merry, whatever you celebrate. Thanks for listening. Make it count, everybody.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.